Well, it's a great pleasure to welcome to Travel Writers Radio the general manager of the Peninsula Hotel in Paris, Katja Henke. Good afternoon.
Hello, Graham. Great to hear your voice.
And great to speak with you there in the City of Light. I was there last week, as you know, and unfortunately we didn't get together. Won't go into the details of that, but great to have you on the line now. Now, the Peninsula is one of a number of luxury hotels in Paris. What differentiates it from the others, in your opinion, Katja?
You know, the Peninsula Paris, obviously we are still one of the newer hotels. We just opened 3 years ago. But the Peninsula Paris really has a number of features that make it quite a difference. Besides, obviously, the most obvious when you enter the hotel is that while we are a traditional palace, we have some contemporary modern touches. So it is quite a difference when you come in. It's much lighter, it's much brighter, while some of the more traditional palaces seem to be a little bit more heavy, more traditional. So I think it was a welcomed addition to the relatively large group of luxury hotels that you can find in Paris. But if I would point out two major things, I think one is that we're very fortunate to have two incredible large terraces. One is actually right on Kléber Avenue, which is the largest terrace you can find in Paris. And as Parisians love to sit outside, no matter what temperature, what time of the year, it's always a wonderful buzz. And we have an incredible rooftop terrace with an amazing view over the Eiffel Tower and Montmartre all at the same time. So quite spectacular. But if I have to single out one thing, it really is our team that makes the biggest difference. They're incredibly warm, hospitable, very genuine. So they are really what gives the hotel a heart and soul and what makes people want to come back.
Now, it hasn't always been a hotel, obviously. You talk about the palace. Is this the first time that it's been used as a hotel in the past 3 years?
Put it this way, you're right. 3 years ago, we opened our doors again as a hotel. But interesting enough, it was originally in 1908 built as a hotel. But a few years later, around 20 years later, it was basically used for other purposes. And until we reopened our doors 3 years ago, it was used for many different things. We took over the building. Actually, there was a government building for ministers in there. So it was for official offices, etc. So much more, if I may say, boring than a hotel.
Yeah.
So it's really nice to bring it back to the glamour it originally had over 100 years ago, to bring it back to life as a hotel.
Yeah, look, I drove past it, and it certainly does look impressive and beautifully positioned there, obviously, in the heart and soul of central Paris. Tell me, where do most of your guests come from, and are many from Australia?
You know, we have actually a really colorful mix of guests, which makes it really exciting and nice. But if you ask me, really, the key markets that we see so far, we have a lot of guests actually from North America, a good number of guests from the Middle East. And believe it or not, France is also in our top three mix. So the French guests are very important here for us. And I think especially international guests love that part because you really feel like you're in France. Australia, of course, one of our key markets, but not in the top three. But hopefully we can change that.
Well, the Australian market would know well the Peninsula in Hong Kong. I think that's probably our closest property in your group. And, of course, highly reputed. But I guess you have Peninsula properties in other parts of the world too. So people like to stay in the whole chain sometimes, don't they?
Yes, correct. I think actually maybe the closest might actually be Bangkok, which is very popular for the Australian market.
Oh, yes, okay.
But we have six of our properties, obviously, in Asia. That's where we started, like you mentioned, in Hong Kong. We have three in the United States, and we are the first and only one so far in Europe. Having said that, we are currently working on the Peninsula London, the Peninsula Istanbul, and the Peninsula Yangon. So there are quite a few properties in the work.
Wow. And you're picking some prime cities. Obviously, there's a rationale for that.
Absolutely. Which is part of what Peninsula really thrives for. We, as you know, we are very small. 10 hotels is not huge, especially during our time now, especially if you think about that our company is 150 years old. So 10 hotels is not huge. But when we decide to enter a market, location, location, location is the key focus for us.
Right. And I think you've obviously got that in spades, as they say. There in yeah. Paris. Katja, you come from the hotel industry, obviously. Were you with the group before you took over the Paris assignment?
You know, yes, I was. I actually was the general manager at the Peninsula Bangkok and moved there from Shanghai. So I spent some time in Asia.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that sounds great. Now, what I'd like to know is, what do you personally love, and I assume you do love, living in Paris? Or what do you personally love about the life there in the City of Light?
Oh gosh, how much time do you have? I don't want to bore your listeners,
of time.
But it's there are so many things. I have to tell you, especially just moving back, having moved back a year ago from Asia, one thing that I really love is just walking everywhere. This is just a fantastic city to walk and to explore.
Yes.
And you know, you have wonderful markets, especially on the weekends when I get a chance to walk around. So I love to go to the weekend markets, you know, to buy fresh vegetable and fruit, etc. I like to take the bicycle and just ride through the city. It's really fun. It's incredible. And of course, when you're in France, you just love, I love eating and drinking. So
yeah.
I think a little bit of everything. Yeah, but it's a magical city that never gets boring.
No, that's true. You're not French, though, are you?
Not exactly.
No, do you speak?
I'm German.
I thought you may have been German or Dutch, but do you speak the language now? How do you go there?
You know, I'm working on it. It's work in progress. It's
yeah.
a beautiful, beautiful language, but not the easiest.
No.
I get away with the very basic.
And so lots of hand gestures.
Work in progress.
And wave your hands around, yeah?
Yeah, exactly.
So what do you recommend to guests when they come, and if you run into them in a corridor and they're looking for something to do? What do you typically recommend that they do?
You know, I think it really depends. If it's a first-time visitor to Paris, of course, they're the obvious that you have to see when you're here for the first time. You know, the Eiffel Tower, the Louvre, so all the must. But if you have come already a number of times and you have ticked all the boxes, I would really say to really venture out into the more local areas. Like I said, to go to the markets, to look, go and find the covered walking galleries, which are not that famous yet, to really explore where the Parisians live. And it's very easy, and it's just fun. Just put on some sneakers and walk. I mean, I would really say to you that you can explore endless things. Just take the time and take it all in and go and buy a croissant and your coffee around the corner and look into the courtyards, look into the endless parks that you have here and see how the hustle and bustle goes from the local standpoint. I think that's the most charming thing you can explore.
And when's the most interesting time to visit Paris, Katja?
You know, I think there's really, in Paris, there's not a right or wrong time. Of course, it depends a little bit if you like the warmer or the colder temperature.
It was hot last week, I tell you. 40
yeah,
degrees
here we go,
was,
exactly.
Was really incredible last week.
That felt like Bangkok. But
yeah.
Personally, I love September, October, just because I love the end of summer, beginning of fall. You know, the change of colors, of leaves, the air smells differently. I love that time personally, but spring is magic when you know, all the greenery comes back. Can't go wrong. Having said that, Christmas is the traditional European Christmas in Paris is equally special.
Yeah, I've been there at Christmas, and I absolutely agree with you there. And at spring, I printemps, I really enjoy. I didn't enjoy last week. I was at the air show, and even the tarmac was melting, and so was I. It was incredibly hot, but that's the only time I've really struck it to be difficult. And I've worked in Bangkok like you, so it did feel like Bangkok last week, but with a beautiful accent, I have to say. Katja, it's lovely to talk with you. Obviously, if Australians want to come down to your hotel, how far in advance would they need to book? You're obviously fairly busy.
You know, here at the peninsula, yes, we're not exactly just sitting around, but I would say if you can plan probably a month to 2 months ahead of time, just to be safe, you have exactly the room category for the exact date, I think that's a good idea. But don't shy away from checking last minute either, because you never know. And we're always here to help and would love to see how we can accommodate you.
Now, I know this is a hotel that is serious five-star. If I checked last minute, would I get a good deal?
It all depends how you describe a good deal. Paris is not exactly a cheap city, and Palace Hotels here have a proud price tag.
Yeah.
But I think if you are looking for a reasonable price for the Parisian market, there's always a chance.
Yeah. It's the experience. It's all about the experience,
exactly.
Isn't it? Yeah. No, well,
you know, I have to tell you, there's not a city like Paris.
No, you're absolutely right. And next time I will make a determined effort to come and say g'day and have a close look at your hotel. The photographs look wonderful. What I saw driving
Fabulous.
Past certainly looked inviting, but we were rushing to try and get to the air show. So thank you very much for your time. You obviously love your job, and you've got a great location there. And Katja, I wish you well and all the staff
thank
at the Peninsula.
Looking forward to your next visit. Thank you so, so much for calling.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye, Graham. Bye.
You're listening to The Travel Writers Show on JAIR 87.8 FM.